Hi, my name is Corey Driver. I'm the Managing Director of the Center for Life, leading the integration of faith and entrepreneurship at Miami University. And this is From Research to Practice. This is a series of short blog posts narrated by the Life team that summarizes new research on faith and entrepreneurship and provides both entrepreneurs and university faculty members with takeaways in 750 words or less. Let us know what you think by reaching out at lifemiamioh.com. So this week we are talking about religion as a double-edged sword in entrepreneurial funding. Does religion matter to angels? Exploring the influence of religion in entrepreneurial investor decision-making. This is a groundbreaking study published in Small Business Economics in 2023, and it shed light on the complex and often surprising role of religion in the decision-making processes of angel investors. Researchers Jones, Heimer, Rocca Piore, and Smith employed two scenario-based experiments revealing that religious claims made by entrepreneurs act as a double-edged sword. They're capable of both attracting and repelling investors depending on the investor's own religious inclinations and how the entrepreneur's faith is perceived. The researchers found when discussing faith with angel investors, context is key. How and when to weave one's faith into the funding conversation depends on a variety of factors. Religion is a salient yet nuanced factor. Contrary to assumptions that financial metrics dominate early-stage investment, religious claims significantly influence angel investor evaluations. However, this influence is far from straightforward. Faith-driven investors prioritize authenticity. Angel investors who identify as religious sometimes evaluate ventures more positively when entrepreneurs make religious claims. Crucially, this positive evaluation is contingent on investors perceiving the entrepreneur as genuinely authentic in their faith. Inauthenticity, on the other hand, can be a major deterrent. Traditional investors show skepticism. Angel investors who do not prioritize religious factors in their personal lives generally react negatively to religious claims made by entrepreneurs. They may perceive such claims as irrelevant, unprofessional, or even a potential indicator of poor business acumen. Investor religiosity moderates negative reactions. Interestingly, even among angel investors not seeking to build a religiously focused portfolio, a higher degree of personal religiosity can mitigate the negative reaction to an entrepreneur's religious claims. This suggests that some level of shared understanding or respect for faith can bridge the gap. There are different evaluation bases. Faith-driven investors appear to weigh the entrepreneur's character and perceived sincerity heavily, while traditional investors likely focus more on conventional business fundamentals, viewing religious claims made through that lens. So what are the implications for those teaching college classes? First, acknowledge the theological turn in entrepreneurship. As in so many other disciplines, the theological turn has come to entrepreneurship. We need to teach the intersection of faith and entrepreneurship, and that need is ever increasing. Students must understand that religion is not always a private matter and can play a role in various business contexts, including funding. Those teaching entrepreneurs need to emphasize the importance of authenticity. Regardless of whether students choose to incorporate their faith into their ventures, genuine self-presentation is critical. For students who are faith-driven, they should be encouraged to authentically integrate their values without appearing to be disingenuous. We need to foster investor awareness. Include discussions about the diverse motivations and evaluation criteria of investors, including the potential influence of their religious beliefs. Students need to understand that not all investors will react the same way to non-financial cues like faith claims. We need to develop communication strategies. Equip students with the skills to navigate conversations about their values and beliefs in a professional setting. This includes understanding when and how it might be appropriate to share their faith, as well as how to communicate their vision in a way that resonates with a diverse range of investors. Finally, this research highlights the value of case studies and ethical considerations. Incorporating case studies that explore the ethical considerations of integrating faith into business and seeking funding can provide valuable learning opportunities. Leaving the classroom and looking towards the boardroom, what are the implications for entrepreneurs? First, know your audience. Thorough research on potential investors is paramount. Understanding an investor's background and stated values can provide clues about their potential receptiveness to religious claims. Tailoring your pitch and communication style accordingly is essential. Second, authenticity is key. If your faith is genuinely a driving force behind your venture, communicate it authentically. Investors, particularly those who share your faith, are more likely to respond positively to sincerity than to perceived manipulation. Third, balance faith and fundamentals. While faith might resonate with some investors, it should not overshadow the core business plan, market analysis, and financial projections, according to this research. Ensure that the venture's viability is clearly articulated and supported by solid evidence. Fourth, focus on shared values. Frame your values in a way that highlights universal principles such as integrity, community focus, or ethical conduct, which can appeal to a broader range of investors, regardless of their religious beliefs. Fifth, seek faith-aligned investors strategically. If your venture is deeply rooted in your faith, actively seeking out investors known for their faith-based values or impact investing focus might be a more fruitful strategy. In conclusion, religion plays a nuanced role in angel investor decision-making. This research moves beyond simplistic assumptions and highlights the importance of investigating an investor's background and appropriately tailoring one's communication strategies. The theological turn in entrepreneurship is real, and understanding its complexities is now a vital aspect of both entrepreneurial education and practice. To be notified when new research to practice posts are live, subscribe to the Life newsletter at lifemiamioh.com. Just fill in your info at the bottom of the page, and we'll send them your way each quarter. Thanks.